BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The first reviews are in of the Scott Mills Bridge. People really seem to want Innuendo Bingo back. Some more cracking football chat courtesy of me. And Greg James plays a chaotic edition of Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. 1.
Okay, all back to normal. It's Scott on Radio 1. Chris is here. Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's nice to be back here, actually. I worry when I'm not here that you have very healthy lunches, you know, and then I feel you need me to give you proper good lunch inspiration.
What you mean? Because we had some vegetables yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think when I'm away, everyone here goes a bit, I don't know.
A bit kale.
It all goes a bit kale, yeah.
I know what you're saying. So we're back on. Rihanna's work is coming up and also Alex Adair.
I see you've still got your great ideas book in front of you.
Like, I told my mum about this yesterday. She's like, oh, you're a bit eccentric, aren't you? What do you mean? This is a present for Christmas and I actually really like it. And there's loads of great ideas written in this book.
That you've put in it. So it's just a notebook and on the cover it says great ideas.
It says great ideas, cunning plans.
Yeah.
Ollie's been on email saying, I was listening to your podcast and understand that you have a book of great ideas. I would like to share that I also have a book of great ideas. It's a small A5 booklet and I take it on nights out with an IKEA pencil.
What?
And on my walk home after a couple of drinks, I write all the business ideas that come to my head. A few of these ideas are non-starters, but I think a few are definitely future successes. For example, a reversible suit. Make a mess on the way to work. No need to worry. Simply reverse. I also sometimes collect phone numbers when chatting somebody up, as I was told it looks more distinguished to write down a phone number in a booklet on a night out instead of putting it straight in your phone.
But you know what? That brings us back to that discussion that we... Do you remember we were talking about apparatus that you bring on a night out, right?
Yes.
Like a friend of mine that brings binoculars.
Yeah, why is that again?
Well, it's just brilliant. And you can disguise it as part of a fancy dress outfit. But it's great because if you're, say, in Watford Town Centre, you can see right to the end of the town centre to see what the queues are like outside Woshiana.
So he actually gets his binoculars out and like, oh, I completely forgotten about
it. It's just genius because then you can see right across and then you know where you can go and sort of plan your evening a bit better.
And it's a good talking point.
Well,
it's an icebreaker. Why have you got binoculars around your neck, mate?
Yeah, but you know, it's always going to be a really rubbish joke reply, isn't it?
Yeah,
bird watching.
Yeah, bird.
Rubbish.
Bird watching. Oh, I thought that was quite funny.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One massive day for the show yesterday as the Scott Mills Bridge was officially opened with a small pair of curtains and a plaque at Fleet Services on the M3. What a time to be alive. Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. You're all right?
Yes, fine. How are you feeling? You must be pretty ecstatic, I can imagine. Or has it all died down now?
No, I'm still buzzing, Robbie.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. I mean, I was buzzing when I was there, and I had nothing really to do with it, so...
Were you there?
Yeah, I was there yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I met you yesterday, didn't I?
Yes, you did, Chris. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Very good.
Did you get a good enough sleep yesterday, last night, or...?
A good night's sleep?
Yep.
Yeah, I did.
Were you complaining about lack of sleep, Chris?
No, I wasn't. We didn't have a conversation about my sleep yesterday, did we?
No,
sure my chat was better than that.
The reason why I asked is because the picture we had together, we both looked like we haven't slept in about 3 years.
What picture is it?
The one with the pizza. I'm on the right, left and Chris on the right.
Oh, you're the one in the pizza picture.
I'm the one in the pizza picture.
Yeah, you look knackered.
Yeah, so you look at our eyelids and underneath our eyes, we look like we haven't slept in ages. I'm not sure what happened there.
Boy, that picture went everywhere, mate. Did you have many friends that saw it and got in touch with you?
Yeah. They loved it. They were like, how did you get that? And I was like, well, I was at Fleet Services at the right time and those guys weren't.
So were you just passing by or did you go specially?
I was pretty much passing by, yeah. Luckily, actually, I heard you on the radio. I hang around for a minute, though, or two. The timing wasn't great, but, you know, anything for Scott.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a really good day, actually. Your speech, Chris, was pretty amazing.
Cheers.
I loved it. Yeah, brought a tear to my eye.
It was. It actually was quite emotional, wasn't it? I've watched it back a few times.
Unfortunately, we didn't get the music that you put. Well, we couldn't hear the music, so it didn't really make a big effect. But, you know, still, without the music, it was still pretty incredible.
Well, yeah, because you couldn't hear the radio, you could just hear the speech. The music actually made it.
Yeah, and I was part of the clapping that you loved as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just made it sound like there wasn't that many people there, the clapping, really.
Yeah, that wasn't intentional.
No.
No.
Did you enjoy it, though? Did you think there was a real good atmosphere around Fleet?
Yeah. I mean, Pudsey showed up as well, so you know it was a good day when Pudsey shows up.
Always.
I didn't quite get to the bottom of why Pudsey was there, because...
No.
Was it a situation that Pudsey was driving down the M3 and heard what was going on the radio? It was like, I'll have a bit of that.
I really hope so, because that would be something to imagine, wouldn't it? And I think that would be something you can put on the bridge.
It's good as well, because it makes the celebrity count a bit higher.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, you had the guy that shouted, what did he shout?
Only the Young.
Yeah, I mean, he was there, which was pretty good.
He turned up.
Yeah, he was there, and Pudsey, so that's two celebrities.
And the guy from This Is England turned up.
Oh, three, three.
Yeah, so that's, he was there for 2 minutes or something. So, I mean, it was a good day all in all, I think.
I'm glad that you enjoyed my bridge yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed it. The plaque is good as well, high budget. So
would you go again?
For a while. I'll be there most weeks, I'm sure, just to hang around, you know.
Where do you live?
Pizzas need holding. I live in Surrey.
Oh, so it's not that far.
No, it could be worse, yeah.
Okay, well, tell your friends.
I will tell all my friends, all right.
Thanks for being on, Robbie.
No worries, Scott. Thanks for letting me come on. I really appreciate it.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Visit the bridge soon.
Yeah, it will do. Bye.
He raises a good point there, though, Scott. When I was doing the speech, I didn't hear the music that you put underneath it.
Did you not?
No, because you put all this emotional music on. Which, when I've watched the video back, makes it look far more epic.
It was much better with the music, actually.
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't mind hearing a little blast of it with the music.
Of your own speech?
Of my own speech.
You want me to repeat your own speech from yesterday? Okay, cool. Hang on.
It was a good speech.
I can do that for you. Here it is.
Today we see an eighth wonder added to this list that will remain for eternity. The Scott Mills Bridge. I'm pleased to say millions of people will have the pleasure of experiencing Scott Mills Bridge. Whether you gently drive underneath Scott or courageously go through him.
Yes.
Walk with me a while as we traverse the Scott Mills Bridge. Hand in hand, if you will. Step lightly. Step gaily. Savour each and every moment. This day will go down in Fleet history, etched in the annals of time. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Scott Mills Bridge. Rod, the curtains.
The Scott Mills Bridge.
Rod, the CEO there of the service station. Oh, Rod the curtains.
Goosebumps.
I've got definite GBs just hearing that back.
The video that we took of the speech happenings on the Radio 1 Facebook, and when you watch it, it's almost like a few people have pointed this out. It looks like a glitch in the Matrix.
Why?
Because people are walking past where they've just used the bridge and are sort of appearing at the bottom of the stairs going, what the hell's going on here? But at one point, it appears that the whole youth team of a football club seem to one by one make their way down the stairs wearing the same tracksuit and holding a Mackie D's. So it looks like, it does look like the same thing's being repeated.
Yes.
It looks like the actual thing's on a green screen and we've just looped it. It's not.
No, you were actually there.
It just happened that the football team, which I believe to be Bromley Youth Football Club, had stopped at the services at that time and were making their way down the stairs.
Have you found that out?
Someone tweeted me it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Hannah.
Hi, Hannah, where are you?
I'm in Cornwall.
What are you doing?
I'm sat in my car with my friend.
Okay.
Are you on holiday?
No, I live down in Cornwall. I'm at college at the moment.
How can I help you today, Hannah?
We want Indian Dibingo back.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you been missing it a little bit?
Yeah. I don't like it being on hiatus like One Direction.
You don't like the hiatus, no?
No.
Which are you most disappointed about? The Innuendo Bingo hiatus or the One Direction one?
Definitely Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah. I miss it also a little bit, to be honest.
Get it back.
A lot of people are talking about this right now. I get a lot of tweets every day going, bring back bingo.
Well, good sign. You should get it back.
Is it this kind of thing that you're missing?
I like to offer my clients a complimentary cup of my honeybush.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I know. And this.
I remember that when one of the great golfers of history, I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Yes.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That's why I need it back.
Okay. Well, how soon do you want it back? What are we talking? Like next week? Next month? When?
As soon as you can.
Okay. Well, anyone in bingo does what it wants, but I'll have a word, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
His wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
The Scott Mills Daily. Someone on the line now called Shakira. Hello, Shakira.
Hi, Scott. Never gets old.
Bet you've never heard that before.
Oh, never, no. That's definitely the first time.
It's a great name, though.
Thanks.
Your hips don't lie.
Oh, no, they don't.
Sorry, this is really boring for you. How can I help you?
I'm just calling because I agree with the last caller. You have to bring Innuendo Bingo back.
Why do you miss it so much?
Oh, my God. It used to be my opening on my way to work and it used to just have me in absolute stitches.
Where do you work?
I used to work at Jury's Inn in Southampton.
Yes.
Yes, Jury's Inn, Scott. Do you remember that story I told you about my time there?
Yeah, you used to stay there quite a lot, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't think I can say the story. That's the only problem.
I wouldn't.
No, probably not.
Are you a student or...?
I am. I was actually at the University of Southampton when you came on your tour.
Oh, that was a good day.
It was brilliant.
I've got to admit, I actually listened to some of the old clips in my spare time because I miss it so much.
It is good. I think my favourite one was the Gogglebox one.
Yes, that was one of my favourite as well.
With Steph and Dom.
Yes. She was brilliant. That was one of those where I thought it might be good, but I didn't realise how good it would be.
We even put them on a sofa like they were on Gogglebox.
Mm. They want to come on again. In fact, they invited us to go stay at their B&B.
I don't think that's wise.
Which we should do, but I've heard stories about.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. It's things like this I miss.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
And I miss Richard Madeley.
I will be spending tomorrow building a brand new barbecue, having friends over for late afternoon nosh in the garden.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Oh. It's when you hear the clips, you realise how much you do miss it.
There was a good couple yesterday when you were talking about the bridge.
Yeah, there were. I know. And people, you know what? Even though it's not on at the moment, people still send me emails of programmes they've watched on TV and they've spotted some innuendo.
Exactly. That's why you've got to bring it back.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of this right now. So you agree with Hannah then? It needs to be back as soon as possible.
Definitely. Definitely brightens up my day.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'll have a word.
Brilliant. Thanks, Scott.
Love you. Bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. While we're talking about bringing stuff back with Innuendo Bingo, so many people saying it's a bit of a throwback, but they do miss 24 years at the tap end.
Really?
Yeah. Have you run out of stories, though? Was that the latest thing you told
me? There's been more stories, hasn't there?
Yeah.
But most of them end up on this show anyway, so...
They do.
Don't know, really.
Yeah.
Might feel weird bringing it back.
Yeah.
Do you remember last time we had a blast of the theme tune? And and that felt odd.
It did feel a bit odd. And now 35 years at the tap end. You've been on that long.
Yeah.
It's like the name of Adele's albums. Time just goes so fast.
Obviously, that's a lie. Yes. He's trying to age me. Mm. But if...
Well, that's what you say.
But...
Yes.
I guess if we brought the theme tune back, it should come back with a remix of some kind.
Have you got some more in you, Chris, do you think?
We could maybe squeeze one or two out, couldn't we?
Maybe you'd like some specials.
Why don't we wait till the right date for it?
Okay.
Or we don't just do radio, we go visual.
Ooh.
We go straight to movie.
Oh.
Imagine that on the iPlayer. Oh. If you're listening, iPlayer people.
Yeah. Hello, iPlayer.
Commission dat.
Scott Mills. One. Stuff going on today. Orange is the New Black is going to get a new season. I've just seen some pictures for season 4. Do you watch that?
I watched sort of the first few episodes of series 1. It is good.
It is good.
But I'm not really far into it.
Just series 1?
Yeah.
Well, did you lose interest?
I found other things.
Right. Oh, it's my evening sorted for a while, that is. Ladies in Prison, yes. Perry Edwards says she is happy for Cheryl's romance with Liam Payne. She's all absolutely fine. Just don't talk about the other one. Harry Styles has got some new sunglasses, which are proper retro. They suit him, but would look ridiculous on you. I've just tried to imagine you wearing them. Do you want to see them?
Definitely going to get more fashionable. It's definitely an aim of mine. In fact, this is something we've talked about doing. I'm going to get Grimmy involved and everything. I'm going to be a bit more Grimmy. Yes, those sunglasses are quite... Do you know who they remind me of? Psy.
They are quite Psy. They're very round and very white framed. But yeah, I'm going to get you a pair, I think. Also, I've just seen in the diary, is it next week? I think it's next week. Is it the British Kebab Awards next
week?
Yes,
it is. Yeah.
That's incredible. How's that sneaked up on us again?
I know. And I'm keen to make that a bit of an event for us. You didn't go last year. I was left on my own. You need to come along.
Okay, so it's next Wednesday. It's in the diary. Just says Kebab Awards. Should we make an eye out of it then?
Totally.
Okay.
You know I love kebabs as well.
I know you do.
For my birthday, which has just gone, I got given my own kebab rotatory thing. I don't know what you call them, rotisseries.
The stick that you put the meat on and it spins round?
Yeah, mate. So it's
with a heater?
Yeah, with a heater at the back of it.
Where'd you get that?
And then for an hour it just spins. But it's not like the massive one that you see in kebab shops. But imagine that, but smaller. And that's what I've got. How cool is that? So I basically do my own kebabs, but I don't know where I can get doner meat for it.
Right. What is doner meat? Does anyone know?
That's the problem. I don't know where to...
It's mystery meat.
Where to get hold of it.
If anyone knows how you get that, because Chris wants to do his own shaving at home.
But I need a small one, not one of those massive ones.
Mm. Okay, someone will know. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Mate, what's the New England kit all about?
I haven't seen it, so you're doing this to annoy me. That's what's going to become clear.
What is that?
You've seen it then.
I'm just trying to get on your level a bit more and have conversations that you would have with your friends, your other friends.
I think why this joke works is because I think people look for any breaking news to do with sport between 1 and 4 and then message you first.
No, they don't. No one's messaged me.
Well, you tell me then. What is it like?
I've seen it. The home kit, the socks are a totally different colour to the shirt and shorts. What's that? They're like pyjamas I used to have.
Is it a fashion disaster?
I'm not that impressed, I've got to be honest.
This is Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1. Boy's looking really annoyed now. Just because I've seen it. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have seen it. It's a bit quirky, isn't it?
Space Age. Hello, Tyler.
Hello, Scott. How's it going?
Yeah, nice to see you, sir. Are you all right?
Nice to see you, sir. I'm so, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. So you're 23. You're from Middlesbrough.
I am, but can I start off with something first?
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, a long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you for the opportunity.
So what do you do?
I'm a delivery driver.
So you get to listen to Radio 1 a lot.
Honestly, mate, it's got to the point now where I know all the words to the songs I don't even want to know.
Right, so you know all the words to Hands to Myself by Selena Gomez.
I know how you feel.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
But I am also that guy that if you look across in the middle of, in the lane while you're driving, I will be dancing and I will be singing.
Do you even know the words to Do It Right by Anne-Marie?
Probably not, no. You're going to catch me off guard on that one.
Yeah.
But Meghan Trainor, goddamn, I didn't have to play that well.
Oh yeah,
you like that one, do you? The new one?
Of course I did.
It's a tune, isn't it?
Isn't it just me?
It's
my
good pop.
My name is No. My name is No.
Okay, right. So you know what Bangers is. We do it every day. I pick a song. He picks a song. Neither of us know each other's choices. You just do what you feel, okay, Tyler?
Absolutely not a problem, mate.
Okay, my one. Yes. Classic Derulo.
Another Derulo one.
Come on. You don't hear this one.
Ooh,
and it's good.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Come on. My head. It's a good one. What have you got?
This is what I've got for you today. Professor Green, I need you tonight. This is a forgotten gem, this one. I'm beginning
to lose my cool. Well, if I was Tyler, I just wouldn't know what to do.
I kind of think I do already, mate.
Oh,
honest.
You do you?
Yeah, I think I kind of do, mate, yeah. I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Yes, Tyler. Good man.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Absolute tune, mate. Professor Green, you can't go wrong.
Okay, then.
Hello? you tonight. I wish I never.
Swear down.
The start of it as well.
Hello, babe. What's happening,
Hello,
you
babe,
cool?
What's happening, you cool? Ha, what a tune.
That's good. Professor Green, need you tonight. I will take my hat off to you, Chris. That is a great choice.
Cheers, mate. Especially if it is sunny where you are. That would have sounded amazing.
Really, really good. You beat me today, fair and square. I accept it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Someone says I'm in Casualty next Saturday. How do you know that? I'm not actually in it, although I was before, do you remember?
You were. You once played a reporter on Casualty called Paul Lang.
That's right, from the local newspaper. Not once, but twice, actually. I did reprise the
twice,
role.
Twice, was it?
Yeah,
wow.
Twice, yeah. And someone says that I'm now on Netflix as well. What's that?
Oh, yeah, someone texts in about this. So you're on Netflix because...
Oh, this is a heart back to my acting career.
Oh, how annoying. They haven't left their name. But, Scott, I've recently decided to rewatch Skins on Netflix and hugely enjoyed a massive throwback to your acting career. So, of course, yeah, where you had that little role on there.
Quite, it was throughout the episode, actually.
Who are you playing on that?
I was playing a reality TV presenter.
Called Scott Mills?
Yeah, yes. And it was a...
Oh, so you weren't acting?
It was a made-up show. Well, yeah, I had lines in that. But it was a reality show called Search for a Sex Bomb. Oh. And...
rubbish.
Actually, it was a triumph. I was really pleased
was
with
it
myself.
A triumph?
Yeah.
Did you get a BAFTA?
Got to go to Bristol, no. On Netflix, though, isn't it? That's great, that is.
Casualty's good as well.
Really good.
Good result, that.
Thank you. I'm just on the radio in that. Once again, not acting.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, if you Google your bridge, by the way, I know you've mentioned this a few times, you can actually read the reviews of what people think about the bridge itself.
It's so ridiculous.
But it's mad because I think since you've mentioned it, I reckon loads of people have wanted to put reviews on there because they know that you're going to read them.
Yeah.
And that there's every chance you might talk about them. But I was at the bridge yesterday, and actually when you're on the bridge, and I hate to say this because it is wicked that you've got a bridge named after you, it is quite an underwhelming experience on
what
the actual bridge itself. It's dirty. It's it's like, it's cold. It's... There's no sort of element of decoration around it.
Okay, right. So Adele Roberts tweeted me at the weekend. She was there. She was like, oh, it's really cold. I'm looking into heaters, all right?
Oh, you now feel you now feel responsible for the maintenance of the bridge, do you? Because it's an interesting point because you have put your name to it. So I think how you keep your bridge is kind of how you keep yourself in this instance. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
You need to project a strong, colourful, fun image, because you're Scott Mills, and right now your bridge is lacking.
Right, yesterday then, were you feigning excitement?
No, it's really exciting that you've got the bridge. That's awesome. But you can't just leave it like that.
I feel that you were just kind of making it up yesterday.
No, not at all. Do
comes back in here going, oh, your bridge is dirty.
No, well, obviously I'm not going to shout about it yesterday, because yesterday was an amazing occasion. But it's worth bearing in mind, Scott. It's just a bit... It's a bit of a shame, really, because I don't want people to go to the bridge and go out their way to go to the bridge because they want a picture on it and then have an underwhelming experience actually on the bridge. There's loads to do either side of it.
It's quite an old bridge.
But the bridge itself is purely functional.
Well, I'm getting a lot of tweets today saying that people are there and they're enjoying it and they're having pictures, like selfies next to the plaque.
Yeah, but what we want is more to go on the bridge.
Okay, really. Well, I'll see to it. Like I said, first stop, heaters. What I was doing this morning was reading my reviews on TripAdvisor.
Yeah. It is amazing that people are spending time writing these reviews. What I thought would be nice is I've taken the liberty of actually inviting someone in to read the reviews for us.
Oh, fabulous.
And jazz it up a little.
Who have you gone for this time?
Oh, well, I've actually gone. Do you remember the voice of the tweets?
Well, that was ages ago.
Oh.
He used to read out tweets.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
But I mean, he's here right now, so obviously we're not going to... Probably shouldn't have hooed him. That's a bit rude. But anyway, look, the voice of the tweets is here to be the voice of the reviews.
Mm. He also very successfully works on the Greg James Show.
Exactly. Yeah, loads of you will know him from that.
Yeah.
So brace yourself, Scott. Here are some of the reviews that have come in, really, since we opened the bridge yesterday, this time yesterday.
24 hours ago?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. I'm braced.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
This is a triumph of the modern era. Architecture at its absolute finest. Standing proudly as a symbol of togetherness, the North and the South are at peace here in this sacred spot. Thank you, Scott Mills.
The North and the South at peace.
Some of the reviews, I'm not saying they're being sarcastic, but some of the reviews are like trying to up the drama of it. It is like you've written them yourself.
What, you mean like the whole of yesterday's show?
Well, maybe. So thank you to Sam, who sent in that review. I think what's lovely about these reviews that come in about the bridge is that, in a way, they're also talking about you.
That's why I'm a bit concerned.
The bridge and you are the same. You are one with your bridge.
Scotty from Basingstoke's just been on saying, here's a picture of your bridge this morning looking awesome against the sunrise. Thought you might want to put it up on your wall. I will do, thank you. Getting loads of good screenshots. Okay, next review then.
I love this bridge. It's good and sturdy. It felt safe and sound, even with a touch of frost underfoot. My hat blew off, so something could be done about that. But all in all, a good experience.
Thank you, Jeff, for that review there.
My hat blew off.
It's a little bit blowy up there, Scott.
What, on the bridge? It's covered.
It's quite exposed. Well, I think there might be gaps in the bridge. Not unlike the walkway. You're perfectly safe. But
right.
I think it's single glazing.
Okay. I'd be interested to know what hat Jeff was wearing that day.
Another review?
Okay.
A man never walks over Scott Mills Bridge twice, for when he reaches the other side, he's not the same man.
That's deep. Thank you, Steve, for that one there. That's a good review, isn't it?
That is good.
That's the kind of stuff you actually need. Thinking about this more and more, that's the kind of stuff you need on Google, don't you? Because that's what's going to make it a tourist attraction. That's what's going to get it on the list of free entries with a Blue Peter badge.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And ultimately, we all want to earn money out of this eventually. You're going to put a toll on this, I assume, at some point.
Yeah, of course. So I won't introduce it straight away, but that will be happening. It's free at the moment.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Enjoy it whilst you can. Because when the investment comes in, toll will be on.
Something you have to pay to go into Wales, but not coming out.
Yeah, what is that about? I do wonder that.
Mm. I mean, it's not saying much about Wales, is it? Well, maybe it is.
Well, no, it is. It's saying if you've got to pay to come in, but if you want to leave, feel free.
Yeah. It's really good to get people's feedback, isn't it?
Mm.
Because, baby, I just love feedback. So let's go through some more reviews in just a moment, shall we?
Oh, there's loads of them. Yeah, we can do loads if you want. The Scott
Mills Daily. We're just going through some of the reviews on the internet for the newly opened Scott Mills Bridge. Here's another one.
I visited the Scott Mills Bridge when it was known merely as the Bridge. Mm-hmm. Since then, it really has been acknowledged as something truly special, an engineering marvel, the epitome of the structural world that completely mirrors the wonderment and flair of the Scott Mills radio show. Bravo!
Oh.
Bravo!
Bravo!
And bravo for that review there, Rob.
Wonderment and flair, just like the show.
I do like the idea that the Scott Mills Bridge itself might become something that you'd see in perhaps the Urban Dictionary. Do you know what I mean?
Please don't put that idea into... Don't put that idea into people's
You know
heads.
What I mean?
But please do continue writing really good reviews because it'll bump it up the old TripAdvisor list quite soon. And my aim is to be like number one attraction in the whole of Fleet.
Yeah, well, I think you might have already done that.
I don't know.
I'm not sure what...
Is it number one on TripAdvisor? Let's have a look.
That's a good point. But you know what? I'm just looking at the star rating. This will wind you up. You're basically 4.7 stars out of five. Right?
Right.
So I bet you're wondering, why haven't you got a full five?
What's
Someone's
wrong?
Not happy there. Mm.
Who's not happy?
Well, one reviewer has come on and given it one star. Could do better. They've put. That's Josephine. Oh, actually, no, Scott, there's a couple of one stars there. Josephine's given you one star, and one star from Jordan. The opening of this bridge overshadowed my 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah,
pleased.
He was on yesterday, yeah.
We need to keep the star rating up, you know?
See, at the moment, the Exchequer restaurant is number one thing to do in Fleet, so let's change that.
What, to walking over a bridge?
I just want, even if it's for a bit, the bridge being number one would be lol.
Is there any rules about what can go on your bridge as well? A couple of questions about that yesterday at the opening.
In what way?
Well, we did say that all people are welcome on the bridge. There's no prejudice on that front. But the activities that people get up to...
Yeah, there'll be no heavy petting.
Will there not?
No.
Fine.
Hello.
I mean, that's a rule, is it?
Yes.
Because I suppose the bridge, it's like what you would allow in your own living room, isn't it, Scott?
No.
Is it not like that?
Absolutely not. Some of the things that happened in my living room, I do not want happening on that bridge, thank you.
Oh, okay, fine. Any other rules? Dirty workwear? What's the deal with that? Is that allowed?
Yeah. Are you referring to that pub near Radio 1?
Yeah. I really want to test the limits of that pub when it says no dirty workwear allowed, because I really don't know what that means.
There is a sign that someone's done on Microsoft Word saying no dirty workwear, and I would quite like to test it.
Yeah.
Because some of the people you get in there...
Also, seriously. does it mean muddy, or does it mean sort of...
dirty.
Saucy. If I was to turn up in suspenders and high heels, that'd not be loud.
I'd like to see that in that pub. No, workwear's absolutely fine. There will be workmen.
There's no dress code.
No, not at all, no. Wear what you want. Okay, one final review, please.
The smell and views were truly invigorating. I will remember them for the rest of my days.
Do you think he's commented on the wrong thing there? That's Harry there.
Is the title Smell and Views?
He hasn't given a title for it, but he has rated the bridge 5 stars.
Right, well, he must have loved it then. It does have a certain smell to it, I remember.
Hard one to describe on the radio I found yesterday, so I didn't bother.
It's a bit like when you first arrive in Cavos.
Yes, yes, you adjust, but it takes a minute.
Yeah, and eventually you don't smell it.
Oh, actually, whilst we're doing these reviews, Scott, there is one on TripAdvisor I can see in front of me.
Okay.
Hang on, we get voice of the tweets, voice of the reviews to read it. Do that one.
The only criticism that I have, or suggestion I would make, in my humble opinion, is the addition of pictures of his greatest moments, like the abseil for children in need, the crab outfit, or just an orange glow from a publicity shot. That would help bring followers from all walks of life, both national and international.
A very nice idea, that, actually.
So what do they want, pictures up?
I think so, yeah. Pictures just along the walkway there, some of your finest moments. I can arrange for that.
No, please don't. Well, keep sending in your reviews, and they seem to be very positive so far, don't they?
Very good. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hello, Greg.
Hello, nice to see you, Simon.
Hello, Greg.
I've got to say, yesterday, brilliant. Show was
cheers,
brilliant
man.
Yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. What a treat.
It was just fun.
So funny.
It was just ridiculous and fun.
You've actually been making me laugh a lot today without realising.
Why?
I don't know why I found it on my phone, but I saved it at the time. What? It's from your Twitter, and it's when you did a face swap with the producer of your chart show on a Friday.
Oh, yes.
It's particularly good.
I'm really obsessed with the Snapchat face swap. It's great.
You with the glasses there strangely suits you.
Yeah, you both get something from it.
You do.
I did another face swap with Theresa May, which was on telly the other day doing the budget. And also another good one, I was in the back of a cab and I saw there was a magazine which had Jerry Hall on the front.
I saw that as well.
It's a life changer when you realise that you can face swap from something on a magazine or
it's
a book.
So good.
Are you joking?
So are you joking?
It's great.
Really good. Okay, here's today's Real or No Real.
Liam Payne's tattoo artist has offered to amend his clock tattoo for free twice a year when the clocks go back or forwards.
Wow. Okay, so Payno does have a man for pretty much everything. I know this.
Hang on. Why? Because what do you mean? You're one of them?
No, he just told me about, he's mentioned to me before about some of the people that work for him.
Do you mean people that he can call upon at any time? So he says, right, it's fine, I can sort you tickets for the concert, but at some point I will ask a favour of you.
I'll tell you what it was. He was telling me that when he was away on One Direction tour once, he was like, do you know what, I'd quite like to have a cinema room. I want it to look like my local cinema. The one in Wolverhampton. I don't know if that's true. But he wanted it to look like an actual cinema. Goes on tour to Japan, let's say. Comes back, boom, cinema room is there. Wow. When he gets back.
But it looks like the local cinema.
Apparently so.
Let's say it looks like The View in Wolverhampton.
Yes.
Are we saying then it's got a sort of, like, pick and mix store?
Yeah, that your Jeff is on the pick and mix.
Staff.
His dad.
It's got staff.
Yeah.
200 seats.
Yeah. That's how you roll when you're in
you don't need that many seats, right?
I don't.
But yeah, you do. He won't need a cinema like his local cinema.
No, he wants it to look like it. So, but like, he's got a man that can do that. So you go away, there's a whole new room in your house when you come back off tour. That's amazing.
That's what the money is, isn't it? That's what it
is. Yes, but has his tattoo artist offered to amend his clock tattoo for free, careful, twice a year when the clocks go back?
Yeah, but you don't need to. Why would you need to? Mm-hmm. What? But it doesn't go round.
No, exactly.
You know, it's not like an actual
clock. This is ludicrous.
I don't think his tattoo keeps the time, no.
This hasn't been thought through, guys. No. This can't be real.
It's definitely no real. But I'm looking at a picture of his local cinema right now.
Which is where?
Cineworld, Wolverhampton. It's got a massive car park.
I don't know whether this is... I know that he got a cinema room put in.
Is that what he's built there?
Do you think he gets the car park put in as well?
I might have made up the thing about looking like his local cinema, but he definitely wanted a cinema in there.
Okay. You did it as a quote, though.
Yeah, but I can't remember which bit is true.
Are you lying?
No.
You are no real.
You just made up a conversation that you've had with
the definitely happened. The cinema room thing definitely happened. I'm not sure he said he wants it to look like Cineworld in Wolverhampton. That bit I don't know. Liam Payne's tattoo, does it tell the time and go back and forward when the clocks do?
You are going back on exactly what you just said, by the way, just to let you know.
Real or no real?
Lying. I would say that's no real.
It's definitely no real.
That one is no real.
Surprise, but Liam has got that brand new tattoo of a clock face on his forearm, which shows the time as 5 minutes to midday or 5 minutes to midnight, depending on how you look at it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Can I just ask a supplementary question about Liam? Do you think that, you know, the pictures he's been putting on Instagram? Have you talked about this yet?
No. Do you think he's ones with Cheryl?
Do you think he's run that by her before? Because in a new relationship, there's quite a tricky period where, you know, you've got to make sure
that it's okay.
That it's okay to do that kind of thing.
Quite it's full on.
Pretty full on.
It is a bit.
Like, the quote was something like, "This is the woman who's made me the happiest man in the whole world. This is the best woman in the whole world."
One of the pictures, though, I recognise from another night out that Cheryl's been on it. She looks exactly the same, which makes me think he may have done a face swap.
Wow.
Use the app to face swap with someone else.
You've really been studying that, haven't you, Chris?
He hasn't met her at all.
Yeah, he doesn't even know her.
Right, so it's a face swap. Okay, fine. Maybe that's the answer.
Yeah,
Fair enough.
I mean, I don't think he's calling her in the other room, going, "Sheza, do you mind if you do you want to prove this before I send it?" I think he's just sending.
I don't think she'd approve that. It's pretty. She's like, just can you tone the language down a bit, pet?
Yeah, it's a bit much.
It's a bit full on for two months. He sent the relationship request on Facebook already.
Definitely. If he would absolutely already be in relationship with on Facebook.
And next,
Pope Francis is taking on Kim Kardashian head on by joining Instagram.
Oh yes, finally.
Oh, I do worry that he won't know what to do.
I don't think he'll be doing it.
Oh really?
I mean, it'll be his
popal. His popal.
I think...
To be fair, that is quite a good joke.
It's worth him doing, because he does meet a lot of famous people. You're going to take a lot...
Famous popal everywhere,
yes,
mate.
Yes, lots of famous popal.
He's gone outside to meet his popal.
So, listen, here's my theory. He's going to take a lot of selfies with these people, isn't he? He's going to need somewhere to put them.
Yes.
Right, what are...
Do you know what?
This
is the Pope with his five a day. Popal fruits.
Oh, we're just going to get loads of these now, aren't we? Any more whilst we're here now? His favourite colour is...
Do you know what he calls Vauxhalls in another country? Popals.
Come on.
It shouldn't be funny,
all right,
but
all right,
I'm
all
really
right.
finding
come
it
on.
Funny.
Come on, come on.
Okay, good.
Come Sorry, Chris.
It's so a serious game. Is the...
Not supposed to be having fun here.
Is the Pope going to be on Instagram?
Yeah, I think so. He should be.
Yeah, I know. He needs to get with the times.
Get with the times, Grandad. He absolutely will be. He will wipe the floor with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
He's the Pope. There's no more famous.
All the likes.
I hope he takes a very sort of different route with his pictures, though, to Kim K. So I'm going to say...
Keep out the bathroom.
Okay, let's move on.
So I'm going to say... has he joined Instagram? Yes, why not? Real.
Yes,
real.
Yes, yes.
That one is real.
Yes. He's joining Instagram with the username Franciscus to mark the third anniversary of the inauguration as the Pope.
Do you think, here's a question, do you think the Queen has ever actually logged onto Twitter and scrolled through, or scrolled through Instagram? I think she ever has.
No.
She's ever had a little scroll through.
I tried to guess her password the other day, couldn't, just thought, give it a go.
Why? Do you mean you're trying to hack into the Queen's Instagram?
No, I'm not, obviously not hacking. I was just wondering, is it a really obvious password?
There's some great...
Don't, I only tried one or two.
What an admission.
Obviously, don't try that.
For all you... don't try it. For all you Queen fans, there's some amazing pictures of her just been taken at London Zoo with the lion. She doesn't look impressed. They've got a new lion thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she looks great.
Well, what do you mean? She's had a selfie with the lions?
Yeah, well, no, it's not a selfie. She's just like, there's a picture of a lion, and she's just like, whatever, a lion, seen it before.
It's weird that the lions won't know the significance of that lady that's looking at them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
the
true.
Lions will be
isn't
like,
that
who's
strange?
That?
They view, well, they, I guess they do. They view her differently.
It's a lady in a hat. And in many, they don't know.
And in many ways, they're right, because everyone's equal.
And next,
Radio 1 DJ Hugh Stevens has entered this year's Pun-Off World Championships in Austin, Texas.
Right, this is the worst one we've done. Just to let you know.
Yeah. I'm sweating because I feel hot.
I've got a bit of a sweat on.
That's
as
only because
well.
You're being sent to the tower for hacking into her Twitter.
Wasn't hacking.
Do you think the Pope's favourite snack from a microwave would be Pope Tarts?
Yes.
Thank you.
We run out of music in the background.
Hugh Stevens has entered this year's Pun-Off World Championships in Austin, Texas.
Probably. He's very good at all that.
With the puns?
Mm. He's right. Good as Hugh Stevens.
He wouldn't have thought of Pope Tarts, though, would he? I need to credit Dougie and Newark. That wasn't actually
so you
work.
Do. So you do this game where you do loads of puns. I heard you and Ali Plum do a pun-off all about, was it golf the other day was the theme?
Mm.
And it's strangely tense and you want to keep listening to it. You're really good at puns.
Well, you do one on one off.
Yeah.
Pun pong. So you
pun
do
pong.
One, he does one, I do one. And it's
good.
It's quite addictive to come up with them.
The theme tune annoys me.
Yeah, that's supposed to happen.
That's fine.
Okay. Is Hugh Stevens doing a pun-off while in Austin? He is there for South by Southwest Festival, so it wouldn't surprise me.
He's probably there because he's pretty open-minded with this sort of thing. Hugh will join a club. He quite likes that sort of thing. I think that's definitely real.
I reckon he's done it. I reckon he's a big fan of the feature on Greg's show, so I reckon he's out there. He's seen an opportunity. He's going to go for it. I'm
that
say
one
real.
Is no real.
Oh
no! But the pun-off world championship does exist, and it is held in Austin, Texas. But Hugh, even though he's there, has not entered this year. At the end of that round of real or no real,
well, it's a draw because we answered exactly the same. So I got 20, and Greg got 20.
What an inappropriate real or no real today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Thursday's best bits. Back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.